Hello and welcome to the Money Marketing Podcast. I'm Kimberly Dondo, Digital Content Manager. And in this week's Weekend Essay podcast, we have Chief Reporter Lois Vallely as she ponders whether you really think the city isn't sexist. Take it away, Lois.
As far as I'm concerned, I've never been sexually harassed. Just as a side note, I say harassed because that's what my mum has always taught me to say. I do realise most people pronounce it harassed. As many readers will know, one of my favourite parts of my job is going out and meeting people, catching up with contacts, attending industry events and socialising, sometimes to the detriment of my actual social life. And at these events, when the wine has been flowing, things sometimes dip below what you might consider the line of professionalism. I'm a self-professed flirt. I can't help it. And it's not always clear where just being friendly ends, and actually, maybe this isn't how work contact should behave, begins. For the majority of my time at Money Marketing, I've been single. At my previous two journalism jobs, I'd been in a relationship, so it's hard for me to say whether financial services is just more flirtatious or whether I just notice it more because I'm not in a relationship. But I get at least one flirtatious comment directed my way at pretty much every event I go to, and sometimes I get more insistent advances. I even get strange comments, which I assume are intended to be flirtatious, on some of my articles on money marketing. Check out some of the comments under my previous weekend essay, Being Single is So Expensive, if you want some light entertainment. I don't mind this, though. In fact, I usually quite enjoy it. I'm fairly laid back with that sort of thing, and flirtation in itself isn't necessarily harmful. I'm sure that in the majority of these situations, if I said or acted like I didn't want the attention and didn't flirt back, it would stop immediately. But this is not the experience of many women in the sector. Anyone who says sexism and misogyny isn't rife within finance is either blind or just doesn't want to believe it. I've had some conversations with women working in financial advice recently who've told me some horror stories about things that have happened to them or colleagues of theirs at events. Inappropriate touches, personal comments about their appearance, and refusal to leave them alone when they ask. Well timed for International Women's Day, the Treasury Select Committee published the outcome of its review on sexism in the city today, the 8th of March. It found a shocking prevalence of sexual harassment and bullying in the financial sector and a culture which is holding back women in the city. I can already predict what some of the comments on this weekend essay are going to say, so let's just go through them to save you all time. But it's not just financial services. No, you're correct, it's not. Does that somehow make it better? Women harass men too? Yes, they do. I've even been told by some younger male advisors in the sector about inappropriate behaviour by older women at evening events. But this doesn't happen to anywhere near the level that it does the other way around. But I've hired lots of women in my firm. That's great. It doesn't mean that across the board there isn't still an imbalance and a problem. Women don't want to work in financial services. Really? I can't imagine why. Perhaps it has something to do with the harassment and general old boys' club stigma attached to the sector. But I used to work for a misandrist. I'm sorry, men-hating women do exist too. But again, misogyny is much more common and often more threatening. After all, men are physically stronger than women. And no, I'm not saying every single man is stronger than every single woman. But the threat if a woman doesn't comply with a man's advances is higher. In January, I reported on a roundtable the Treasury Committee held with 40 women working for 30 different companies across financial services. Attendees said they felt there had overall been a reduction in the level of overt sexism in the workplace, such as so-called office banter. But, they said, behaviours have instead become more underhand and pernicious. It's not an easy area to navigate because two people's interpretations of what harassment or inappropriate behaviour are may vary widely. If someone comments on one of my articles telling me they've searched me on Google and I look much better in real life than in my Money Marketing headshot, I find it amusing and laugh it off. Similarly, if a man at the garage where I've just taken my car to have a tyre replaced says to me, "You women drivers, you're all the same," I probably won't kick up a fuss because it's just not worth it. Some women might, quite understandably, find both these types of comments offensive and derogatory, and will kick up a fuss. Denying them the right to express this or belittling their feelings about inappropriate behaviour, in other words, taking a boys will be boys attitude, will prevent progress in both cutting out harassment and in making finance a more inclusive environment. Again, just to reiterate, I am not saying that no men ever experience this sort of behaviour, from either women or other men. But what I am saying is that it's much more common the other way round. Back to the Treasury Committee review, it found there have been incremental improvements since 2018. For example, a marginal increase in the representation of women in senior positions and a small reduction in the sector's average gender pay gap. But, it says, progress is still far too slow. And, of course, it isn't enough to just ensure more female representation in companies. Women who do work in the finance sector should not be harassed or made to feel uncomfortable, as this will only serve to put them off staying.
Thanks, Lois, for another titillating weekend essay podcast. We do hope that you enjoyed it. Please do keep up to date with all our new releases via Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you get your podcasts from. You can also keep up to date with all our new content published on the Money Marketing website, as well as our print edition, Money Marketing Magazine, so make sure to subscribe. Follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. See you next time.